Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
You know, there's so much going on in the world today. You know, whether it's stuff you're excited about, like, you know, the Braves in the playoffs, or stuff you'd rather not think about, like COVID. You can't always control the vibes out there. You can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Now, I love these Raycon earbuds because I listen to Spotify every day while I'm doing cardio, and whether I'm listening to Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, or fantasy football podcasts. You can use them to pump up, wind down, work, or work out. Raycons are my go-to for the on-the-go audio. And the new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With an improved rubber oil look and feel, and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these are impressive before you even start listening, and they're very, very comfortable. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. There's also an all-new awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings instead. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. That's incredible. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls in your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium auto brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons comes with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So right now, Keep It at 100 listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/K100. That's buyraycon.com/K100 to save 15% on Raycons. That's buyraycon.com/K100.
And real talk, man, we got these earbuds not too long ago, and all of us called each other first day talking about how great they were and the quality. Go check them out. Get your earbuds at Raycon. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be jumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and won't stop.
Can't be stopping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up, the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my hand, they down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the M.I.A. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo, man, that boy don't play. It's in my N.I.A.
If you're looking for heroes, think crazy.
Step back, there's a hurricane.
Whoa.
Yo, we're back with Shane Helms segment with his favorite guest, Shane Helms. Boom.
What's going on, guys?
What's up? What's up?
How we doing? Good. It's good. It's good to have you back, man, off of your vacation last week, because we're just going to assume that you were on vacation and not working.
You assumed incorrectly. I was grinding, and I swear
grinding
to God.
Like always.
Yeah, 7 days into this nine.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
All three of us, it's like I didn't really notice this, but like we're all kind of like active in television wrestling these days. Like Shane's on Ring of Honor.
Oh yeah.
You're on MLW at Impact. I was on Impact and I'm on Ring Warriors every week, and I'm like, and I don't even consider myself to be like actually active in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like I hardly ever do it. When I do it, it's like it's on TV.
Yeah. I thought when the Thanksgiving thing comes out, that was very funny. You're going to like it, Shane. They did this like interview, and it was almost kind of like a callback to the old school Survivor Series, you know, where they just stick a whole bunch of random people together and they just act crazy during the fucking promo.
Right.
And you, bro, it's hilarious.
I like that.
Huh?
I like the concept
already, so I'll definitely.
Yeah, but remember.
My stuff is going to be on Thursday. Get a list on Thursday. I've got three pre-taped interviews and a match that lasts three segments. The match lasted three segments, yeah.
You know that
we did the turkey, like the Survivor Series turkey rumble match thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it was so the introductions, they had to introduce 10 people. That was one segment. And the match was two segments, two more. So I was on six segments on Impact.
And I want to tell you something. And we actually had this happen backstage, Shane, and you'll be happy to hear it. There were about eight members on Disco's team, and Disco asked me, who do you think did the best, right? And I thought Gamma Singh did a better job. The two Indian guys that were with him, Rajiv, and I don't remember the other guy's name. The Katrina Winters was better than Disco. Nothing Disco?
Well, that's where me and I differ.
Right.
Because the what I saw from on the internet, the reviews,
right.
It was almost like literally like almost 100% that
right.
I did the best.
Fake news. But here was a funny thing. Like people were kind of listening in, and he kept going, well, where am I? I go, just a second. And then I'd name somebody else. He goes, okay, then I come, right? No, just a second. And, you know, it was like a never-ending thing. But you would have popped for it, Shane. I popped for something you put in our group thing. Well, a couple of things. But the first one was the Ellsworth She-16 shirt. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, somebody put that up on Instagram, I guess, and made the rounds, man.
Hey,
okay, here's the other one.
Real quick, so people don't know what we're talking about. I've read little excerpts of the story.
Right.
What exactly did he have a kid send a picture to him?
No,
like an underage, or did he? So what exactly did he do?
He sent dick pics to
allegedly. You make sure you throw it. Maybe allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly sent dick pics to a 16-year-old.
Yeah. But it looked pretty convincing because, like, when they showed the picture, the guy's like naked, and then they kind of cut off where his groin starts. But you can tell he's got his hand probably cut. I don't know.
And a couple videos.
Well, here's
too.
My thing.
I didn't see the video.
Do you know anything about anything that he said in his defense, or did he know that the girl was 16 years old, or is this one of those deals where you're sending stuff to 16-year-olds and you thought she made it sound like she was older?
This is the type of stuff Joe, I'm very sure, has been reading a lot.
Yeah, Joe, what's going on with this?
You're the resident perv.
I know the legal predicates and all the rulings with matters like this. But no, his only response is his lawyer said, he proclaims his innocence and he would never do anything like that. He respects women and contact the law office. So he's not talking, just his lawyer.
Okay, so let me get to this.
Was it the law offices of James Scott Farron?
What was that?
It's on every city I go, there's a commercial for the law offices of James Scott Farron. I don't even know who the fuck it is.
All right, so
some of our listeners are going to know who I'm talking about.
And they're going to pop,
okay, so here's the second one, and it's a picture of Enzo I don't know if he's dressing up as a pilgrim or what the fuck's going on. He's got like a bonnet on his head. Is that a hat or is that fake hair?
It was a wig. And like a wig.
So he's got a wig and like a baby bonnet or some shit. And then there's another picture of E.T. when he's got the towel around his head and he's on the bike. Yeah. And then you put one wanted to go home, one got thrown out and said the fuck home. That's awesome.
Yeah, I posted that on Instagram this morning. That's one of my maymays that I made.
Something happened this week and a celebrity spoke about it and a lot of people took it personal. Did you see what Bill Maher said about Stan Lee's death?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you read what he said? Like did you read the headlines, Bill Maher?
No, I was going to read what he said. You know how they have the little link where you could actually read it, but I didn't have time. I just read what was written. I'm going to read what he said.
Okay. Read what he said. It is kind of like, you know, if Stan Lee didn't just die, I would not see anything really wrong with this, but he did just die. So it's kind of like the timing of this is kind of like a little bit tasteless, but I'm not going to disagree with the context of what he said, but I know Shane will. Okay, but I want to read you what he said.
A little bit tasteless, but first of all, take out little bit out of it.
Well, here's the thing, though. The concession. So
you're trying to dilute it already.
I'm going to say the guy's a comedian.
Extremely fucking tasteless.
That's how he starts any conversation when he's going to defend Trump. But go ahead.
Okay, ready? All right. Yeah. The guy who created Spider-Man and the Hulk has died, and America's in mourning. Deep, deep mourning for a man who inspired millions to, I don't know, watch a movie, I guess. Someone on Reddit posted, I'm so incredibly grateful I lived in a world that included Stan Lee. Personally, I'm grateful I lived in a world that included oxygen and trees, but to each his own. Mayer went on to chide comic book fans, noting that when he was young, it was understood that they were just for children and that people were supposed to grow up and move on to quote-unquote big boy books without pictures, unquote. But then 20 years ago, something happened. Adults decided they didn't have to give up kids stuff. And so they pretended comic books were actually sophisticated literature. And because America has over 4,500 colleges, which means we need more professors than we have smart people, some dumb people got to be professors by writing theses with titles like Otherness and Heterodoxy in the Silver Surfer, Mayer wrote. And now when adults are forced to do grown-up things like buy auto insurance, they call it adulting and act like it's some struggle. The 62-year-old comedian concluded his blog post with a bit of a stretch, noting that the proliferation of comic book fans in America, in his view, led to the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Quote, I don't think it's a huge stretch to suggest that Donald Trump could only get elected in a country that thinks comic books are important, unquote, Mayer said. Fans were quick to speak out against Mayer's comments, including those who work in comic book writing. Bill Maher dismissed an entire storytelling medium? Wow, he's so highbrow. His brow is so high, there's probably less room for mine, wrote Tom Taylor, best-selling writer of Injustice, Gods Amongst Us, and X-Men Red. Jason Latour wrote, newsflash, Bill Maher is a dipshit. and then it's like goes on other people that's criticized him, stuff for everything. But I've said this about the comic book stuff repeatedly, is that I collected comic books growing up. Okay. When I reached a certain age, I moved on to other stuff. Okay. But what's happened is, and this isn't my opinion, is that there is a pseudo intellectual movement to kind of psychoanalyze the writing in comic books as like it's some, it does have some sophistication in it. Like I'm saying, like I'm sorry, but I to me, the comic book is the next level of above the coloring book. It's stories with pictures. So
I'll just say this right here. Just stop because you sound like such a fucking jackass right now.
I don't sound like a jackass.
Number
I sound
one,
like a person who doesn't
yes, you do. No, you sound like a jackass because you don't read them. Therefore, you shouldn't even have an opinion about something
what do
you
do? I did read them, though. If I don't, you have to read them when you're adult.
You ran one within the genre of comics. There are different kinds. There are comics that have been around for adults for hundreds of years. For 100 years, you know, way back in the day when since people could draw, there have been art that's been for adults. It didn't just come up in the last 20 fucking years. And it doesn't exist just in America. Comics are all over the world. And there are plenty of comics that I want their kids touch. You don't know about them. You never read them. So you shouldn't be speaking about shit that you've never even read. Because that's as ignorant as it can be to have an opinion on something. You shouldn't have an opinion on a show you don't watch. You shouldn't have an opinion on a sport you don't watch. If you don't read these other kind of comics that are for adults, you shouldn't have an opinion on them. Because that's just ignorant.
Shane, I think one of the things he's saying is he says he did collect them, but he outgrew them. Right. And I think him and Bill Maher.
Let me just say one thing.
Let's not pretend comics are designed and written for the market of adults.
But some are.
They're designed and written for kids. There's
some
a small market
are.
For that.
Some
there's
of
a,
them,
obviously
some
small
of them
because,
are.
Because you're going to look at a market share of people that like Raven, whose attention span has never been good enough to read a whole book, that will read a comic book in 7 minutes. Okay, you're going
to
find people like that
but
don't try to pretend that.
Go to a comic book shop. No, I don't have to pretend, motherfucker. I collect them. I don't have to pretend shit. I know. Go to a comic book shop. See what people walk in there. See if any of them are little babies sucking their thumbs. Go to a comic con. See what kind of people are there. They're fucking adults.
I've seen comic con. They're not really adults. There's not like they're like socially adults. They're socially awkward adults. They're like, you know,
go
playing. Bro, there's
there are
people at comic book conventions that literally go there to do cosplay and dress up as the comic book characters and walk around like them. Wait. Okay? I'm not going to sit there and pretend, okay, and in my opinion, that comic books are designed for adult culture. Okay? They're designed for kids.
You don't have to pretend, they're not for kids. That's a total lie. There are comic books that
for
kids aren't allowed to buy.
It's the next thing up above the comic.
There are comics that kids aren't allowed to buy.
And you can have porn comic books. Listen to me,
you fucking idiot. There are comics that kids aren't allowed to buy. How can they be designed for kids if kids aren't allowed to buy them?
Because they're adult comic books.
Almighty fucking brain.
They're adult comic books.
Okay, there are tons.
Okay, it's not a large market of adults. There's a small niche market for that. For adult comic books.
Let me ask you this. Why is great art for adults and great literature for adults? But if you put them together, it's just for kids.
Mm. Well, then why are they selling to kids?
I'll give you all fucking day to figure that out.
Let me just say something. I just thought, besides it being tasteless, because I think Bill Maher does some really great TV, and I thought that was very tasteless. But here's another thing, bro. He lives in Hollywood. He cannot see the effect that Stan Lee's had just in Hollywood, you know, and so. Comic books, when I was a young kid, a cousin of mine used to collect them. And then I got into them, and I actually used to go to, like, comic book conventions. And back in the day, Shane, they would always have a comic book convention and a Star Trek convention at the same time. But anyways, and then there just came a point where, like...
Very impressive bunch of people would show up at those, too, right?
I was a kid, so I just thought it was fucking cool watching people dressed up as Star Trek. You know, I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I thought it was cool.
There's like a fat Mr. Spock walking around.
You know? Right, but I just thought, but you never saw that back then. You know, there was no Comic Cons. You know, and then like I learned about it.
The thing is, too, there are comics that are for kids. Like there are Archies and Superman's pretty G-rated. Yeah, of course there are. But then there's some that you wouldn't let your kids near. It's just like TV. There's Hey, guess what, Disco? There's TV that's just for kids, too. Oh, my fucking God. There's music that is just the exact same. It's just a different medium.
There's a level of
a different medium of the exact same shit.
There's a level of sophistication.
No, you are absolutely wrong. No, you're not going to overtalk me on this one, motherfucker. It ain't going to happen. You are not more sophisticated than me just because you don't read comic books. You degenerate gambling motherfucker. I'm sorry. You're wrong.
He did go to a private school.
First of all, I'm not saying I'm more sophisticated.
Fuck that.
Here's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Okay? There's a level of perception of sophistication that is greater than the reality. What that these comic book like these comic book fans. There's a pseudo-intellectualism. Are collectively and people that analyze these comic books. Don't you can't even argue that.
I think he started this whole argument so he could use the word pseudo-intellectualism twice.
Good point.
Here's the thing. When you call these people out on it, hey, you know, comic books are like really this super intellectual like, you know, thing going on, that they get offended. They react like Shane does.
You're insulting what people love. And people do get offended about it, especially when you're speaking at it, especially when it's ignorant. If you come at me with some intelligent shit, yes. But to say it's just for kids and it's some kind of anti-intellectualism just to like them, dude, you are out of your fucking mind.
Bro,
you're so wrong. You're not even close to being right.
I just saw on the news. The reason this was they did somebody they were talking about this on the news. They just had a comic book convention there was somewhere where they were remembering Stan Lee. Okay, and there's a room of people, and they're up. They're discussing Stan Lee. And bro, and then there's people standing around. They're in the crowd, seeing this, and they're dressed like the X-Men, and they're dressed like. And I can sit there and say, I'm looking at that like I'm saying I'm not going to pretend that's not adult.
Well,
okay, that's the adult. Oh,
so when a musician dies, when a musician dies, and people wear their T-shirts, are they all of a sudden, you know? Not adults
that's
now because
different.
They're paying homage.
If Ozzy
how?
Went on
how
stage
is it different?
Dressed like
exactly.
Captain America. All right. So it's like, you know, that's
you
ridiculous
still, you
argument.
You dress like disco. You
can
dress
I,
in disco music, which died
Shane,
in the 70s. How is that any fucking difference?
Shane,
I'm gonna sit there
did
that's
you
a,
happen
that's
to see
oh
me? Did you happen to see the shirt that I was wearing at Impact where I was
did
paying
I
homage to disco and it said she's a lady and it has a picture on it?
Yeah, that was very disrespectful. No. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know Pro Wrestling Tees now has a line of shirts designed to embarrass me? Pro Wrestling Tees has designed shirts to make fun of me.
That's true.
My store is opening. I finally signed a deal with Pro Wrestling Tees. My store will be opening this week, and I might have Keeping It 100 shirt. And letting y'all know I'm keeping all the money.
100. He's keeping 100%.
Hey, let me ask you this.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Shane.
No negotiation. I'm telling you. I'm keeping the money on that shit.
Shane.
You sell your stuff on Shane.com before?
Huh?
Like, well, how did you sell your merch before? How did you sell your stuff before? Your own site?
On my website. Website.
Oh, you had
my website,
and
then Colin Nebel.
Ship yourself, right?
They ship all my last three designs were through Colin Nebel, and I still got a deal with them too. So I'll be Colin Nebel and Pro Wrestling Tees. But to keep it at 100, the ones that I design, y'all can go design y'all shit.
Well, let me tell you.
Letting you know, I'm keeping
let me
well,
just
I'm
tell you.
Personally, you can't use my likeness without my consent. I just want to tell
listen.
You.
Right Shane, I'm
gonna...
telling you. Yes, I am.
Shane, well, then there's gonna be compensation.
This is mine.
There's gonna be compensation. There's gonna be compensation.
Yeah, Shane, you can tickle my nuts every time you see me.
You have to buy me the Bellagio buffet next time you come into Vegas or something like that. You know,
I'll buy you that fucking Burger King thing you like so much. That'll be it.
The BK King with no bun. Right.
So So they got two shirts, right? One is a picture of Disco, and it says she's a lady, and then the other one is a picture of Senor Benjamin, and it says but I'm Mexican. Okay, so. This
I'm not Mexican. This, right?
Yeah,
or no, I'm Puerto Rican.
The highlight for the greatest scene ever in the history of Keep It 100.
Yes,
the greatest of all time.
So this guy that he works there at Pro Wrestling Tees, he's a big fan of the show. So let me shout him out real quick. His name is Benny Malab, but he came up with those T-shirts.
Benny with a V.
Yes. What were you gonna say, Joe?
Oh, just I think where Disco is wrong is that there's a different level of sophistication to comic book fans and readers, just like there's a different level of sophistication to the different, you know, levels of wrestling fans. And, you know, I know we have some big readers on the show and a lot of listeners are big readers. And, you know, I read novels, I read everything. But some of the best, you know, literature I've ever read was the Preacher series, which is a comic book, or Watchmen, which was a graphic novel, you know. I mean, there's good stuff in there. It's not, you're thinking like... You know, like Shane said, like Superman for kids, or like maybe some X-Men stuff.
No. Here's what I'm saying. There's obviously, if you look at the pie chart of comic books, okay, the large percentage of them of the pie chart are designed for kids. Okay, there is another percentage of the pie chart that's adult comics and stuff. Everything designed for adults because adults and kids all read the comic books. My point is that when you start taking something that's basically marketed towards children and starts treating it as some like higher intellectualism is involved in this thing than it actually is, that's where my issue is. It's like comic books are designed to be read and put down in 7 to 8 minutes, not to be discussed in forms like it's the freaking like it's the Trump presidency.
Oh, I mean, maybe,
you know, something like yeah. You know, I'm saying like when you start doing that with comic books, it's like come on. It's like you're talking about. You might as well do it. That's the equivalent of the Zack Ryder toy podcast. It's like you're talking about toys. Okay, and that's the thing. You're talking about comic books. Period. And comic books were designed. The inception of comic books were made for kids.
But
adults started reading them too, or never put them down.
You are wrong.
Bro, they're telling you that there's comic books.
You do not know the history of comics. You got
can I not know the history of comics?
That are staple. Well, then tell me when was the first one made. Give me a year.
A lot of
okay, shut the that's fuck up.
Trivia.
You don't know.
That's trivia. That's,
exactly.
That's,
you don't know the history. You don't know who they were made for. And you kids cannot even afford comics anymore, you jack off.
That's not
every
true.
Every comic's out there's three or four. If you
how much
I can promise you that's the truth.
Art forms can involve.
Damn, the average one's $3 to $4.
$3 to $4. Ice cream at the casino costs more than that. It's like $5 for a thing of ice cream, like for a single scoop. It's like Jesus.
Yeah, so if you're a comic collector, you're buying the average collector is probably picking up 10 to 20 issues a week. Do the math.
I think
I'm gonna wait for them birds to crash into each other in your fucking head.
We should get.
Here's all I think about. Okay, my summation of comic books is just go to Raven's house. All you gotta do is go to Raven's house.
You're wrong.
Just look at Raven. Raven is your stereotypical adult comic book reader.
Well, I think
Do you read anything?
Misrepresentation.
What's the last book you read?
Raven is your classic stereotype comic book adult comic.
That is a gross misrepresentation.
Absolutely. And the other one is Shane Helms.
What's the last book you read?
I forgot the name. Is an art James Patterson novel. I forgot which one. I read a bunch of them. I read like seven or eight James Patterson. Last one. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Okay, just to show that I'm not closed-minded.
Why don't you recommend him one of those adults or the one that said the preacher?
Shane. Yeah. Recommend me three comic books. I'm going to read them and I'm going to review them. Okay, on this show, on your segment, and I will be an open. I'm not going to like say that. I'll be completely honest because you know me. If something's good, I'm not just going to bury it. If I do think it's good, I'll be honest about it. Okay, I will give you an honest criticism of those comics, if you can submit three for me to read, and I will read them, and we will discuss them on the show. How about that?
I'm also going to read them.
Okay.
And let me say too, you know, I think, and we've had Michael Kingston on the show. He writes Headlocked, and Shane has worked with him. He even, you know, contributed a comic story to one of his collections. So Headlocked by Michael Kingston. I mean, if we could get these guys copies of that too, I think they would enjoy it.
Didn't I send you my motion comic? Did you watch it, Disco?
That was a while back though, wasn't it? I'm sure I saw it. I'm sure I watched it and just like can't remember it. Bro, our private text, we send
what
a million
you got,
things.
Fucking CTE?
In there. No, I'm just saying that of all the things we send instead of our texts and stuff and everything, I think I put it over to you. I said it was pretty good.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy.
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl. But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as... Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? Check out BetterHelp.com/Conan. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's very convenient, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help, but it is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself to the counselors located near you. There are licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. And anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, it's professional, and it's affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. We all here at K100 want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Conan. You can join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/Conan.
Yeah, so highly recommend this. As you know, I suffer from mental health issues, and if you're struggling with this or it's the onset of mental health problems, this is a great place to go and talk to somebody that can help you get through your issues.
Yeah, if you're feeling
like you just don't feel right. Like if you've been nervous or have anxiety, you don't know what's going on, just give him a call.
Yeah, and this is the
thing. You know, like if this that's all under the guise of mental health is how you feel mentally. You know, and if you're not feeling mentally good, if you're depressed and stuff, and give them a call and they'll try to get you straight.
And it's like they said, you don't have to go through the uncomfortable, you know, waiting room or a new office or worrying about sitting there waiting with other patients, whatever. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. So it's very convenient.
Yeah, and if you like, if some people, like if your mental health issues are bad enough to where like you don't want to go to a doctor's office to let people know that you're experiencing mental health issues, this is a perfect situation for you. You do it all over the phone or online.
So check them out at BetterHelp. Boom.
Hey, JoJo, just sitting here waiting for your guys' call. I know you said you're going to call at 8 p.m. Eastern. You and Disco and Conan were going to call me to have me back on K100. So, I mean, I don't know how much longer I can wait because I only had about 15 minutes, and this is the time that you definitely told me you guys are going to call. So,
wait a minute.
I'll be here. I mean, I don't really want you guys to keep me waiting much longer. It's really not very cool, but I understand. You know, you guys are hard to get a hold of, and you guys got a lot of guests and all that sort of stuff, but I cleared my schedule to be open for you guys and skipped dinner and didn't take my kids to baseball practice because I said I had to do this interview, so mm-hmm. It's kind of a little bit, it's unprofessional is what it is, so hopefully I'll hear from you in the next couple minutes, or we're going to have a really big problem, so.
Jeez.
Wait, is that who's playing baseball in November?
Yeah, that sounds. That's
wait, baseball. First of all, timeout. I don't know Jericho's kids that well. But Uncle Disco was solely responsible for Jericho even having kids because everybody knows that I introduced him to his wife. Okay, so then he actually referred to me as a dweeb in his book for doing that to him.
I would agree.
He maliciously slandered me, but let's be honest. Okay, Jericho's kids don't play baseball. They fish. Have you seen the fishing pictures of his kid online? His kid's a fisher.
His son plays football. I've just seen some pictures of his son playing football.
He does play football?
Oh, yeah.
Is he any good?
He's got some height to him, man. He's looks like he's pretty sizable. He's a pretty tall kid. I saw him on the cruise last year. They're all really nice kids, but I saw pictures of him playing football. So
yeah, I'll still.
You know, that's
I don't care if your kids, if you're old kids, or I'll bury your kids. I'll bury your kids.
Yeah, he's the odd. He's even buried an unborn kid of Matt Hardy. The guy hasn't.
Oh, yeah.
And he buries him on the list every week. But this is something that's funny about wrestlers' kids. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Frankie and D.I. Have you ever noticed that the majority of wrestlers' kids are super well-behaved? It's almost like their parents don't want them to turn out like them. Have you noticed?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point, man. Yeah. Learn from our mistakes.
You know? Did it maybe sound like Jericho was drinking? Because it sounded like he burped, kind of, the thing.
Yeah,
didn't he?
Maybe there might have been a sip taken as well. There was a pause.
The bubbly. He's still maybe still celebrating, AW success and that he's the reason for it.
He is a busy guy, man. I can attest for that. I mean, I see him every week.
Who does all the heat go on here with Joe? Because maybe you got the wrong time zone, or what's going on?
I the last I knew, we were scheduled like 2 weeks ago, and I never heard back from him until now. So
he's in the bubbly.
He might be confused. 100%.
All right, let's get on with the juicy seal.
Yeah.
I want to bury some music today. I feel like a burying mode for some round.
Jeez. I like that.
Well,
oh, by the way, one last thing. This is for Chris Jericho, Le Champion. Don't call us. We'll call you. Boom. All right. Go ahead.
So to start the Juicy Seal this week, the Juicy Frankie Seal, we have the smart Alex. Not bad. From Jackson, Michigan. This is called Waging a War. And we got a lot more music videos this week. So they did come through for us here. But this is
Waging a War.
The smart Alex. Yeah. Waging a War.
Those cows or bulls?
Wait a minute.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start.
All right, you're going to start? All right.
This reminds me of Weezer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Back in the day, so I'm 51 years old. I'm going to be 52 in a couple weeks, right? When I grew up, if you were a rock star, if you were in a band, you would use that as a way to try to promote yourself to get hot chicks. You know, like you want to try to get like
as many
hot
chicks. Like a star.
You know, be a star, you know, stuff and all that. And I remember Weezer, had, some video out, and they were, just acting like complete nerds in the video. And, dressed like, and I'm like, why would you do that? I'm
looking at the sweater song. That was the first one that really broke. It was called the sweater song. Sweater song,
right. And then I'm going, what a stupid video. These guys are rock stars, and this is the video they want to do? So I'm watching, so I'm looking at this, and these guys, the music is not bad. I'm going to give a thumbs up for the music.
Right.
But if, I'm just very bizarre to me how guys that are in a band, if that's their vision of how they want to present themselves, to start off with cow manure, you start from cow manure, and instead of having a hot chick, and the thing with you have a guy that's dressed like a girl with a beard like a chick, I'm confused because the music was good, but I would not pay a dime to go see those guys live. And I don't think anybody would. It's like the worst case of marketing I've ever seen.
Let me just say this. I like the music. I like the look of them because they were in the back of a barn or a farm or whatever with bulls and shit. And one guy was on a tractor, and he looked like he might have been the guy from Wayne's World with the long hair. Who was that? David Spade? Or who was it?
Dana Carvey played Garth.
Dana Carvey looked kind of like Garth. And I like the fact that in there was a love story. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to give that a thumbs up.
I liked it. Liked it, man. The music was okay to good. It was, it was what it was. It was not bad. The music was pretty solid.
Just so everybody knows, this is coming from a lead singer and a bass guitar.
I'm a bass player, backup singer, not a lead singer.
Do not let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Sure. Okay.
The only guy that you would be backup, he would be Jericho, and right. Then you guys would switch. Okay.
So this is coming from Grammy nominated lead singer Frankie Kazarian.
What that was.
If we're gonna, okay. So I liked it. The music was solid. They looked like nerds. The bass player looked like 1998 Spike Dudley, which I popped for. At least they had a look, and they're trying, and they got the shrooms. They're like, let's film a video out here, man. Right. And they just filmed a video, and they're like, hey, go get that bearded guy, go get that dress and put it on. And just looked like they were having fun, man. So that kind of comes across.
Are you a fan of the romance of the video?
I loved it. Hey, man, I'm a sucker for a good love story. What can I say?
How about you, Joe?
I liked it. I'm like D.I., though. I thought it reminded me a little of Weezer, but the music was good. They put some work into the video, even though the work may have come courtesy.
It's just like Weezer. Weezer. It's the same thing.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You might be able to answer this, Frankie. So explain to me why, and this happened in wrestling around the time you were in it. You were probably, so music and you see it in rock. So what happened and who was it that decided, all right, we're just not going to look like rock stars anymore. We're not going to look over the top. We're just going to go the whole other way. Was it in rock? Maybe Nirvana? I don't know. Maybe that was the first mainstream.
Grunge had a lot to do with that because grunge came in at the tail end of what they call hair metal. And I don't like that phrase because I think it marginalizes the music. But
which was
hair
great.
Metal,
a lot of it was great.
100%. And so much of it gets swept under the rug because it's associated with that. But if you look at all those bands, they had a very distinct look with makeup and hair and just lights and, all the bells and whistles.
A lot of
dirt. Oh, nothing. But you could film an 80s music video as long as you had an empty warehouse, a smoke machine, 15 hot chicks, and like a stage with risers. So when grunge came around, it was completely stripped down flannels, just, the guys that, there was no such thing as stage clothes anymore. It was just guys in jeans and flannels. And they just, I think we went so far with the hair metal stuff that it got oversaturated. So they took it the complete other way. And now we're kind of in that middle ground where you see a lot of that still resonating, but you see a lot of guys coming back with the pageantry and the makeup and the masks, which I'm a fan of.
It was grunge, right? It was grunge.
I think that's one that you could definitely pinpoint the when the turn started to like when grunge now, was ushered in.
Now, do you think because you were okay? Do you think that in wrestling, guys like CM Punk were influenced by that, and then they decided to start dressing like that, or maybe Samoa Joe, who's a good friend of yours?
Yeah, possibly. You know, just pro wrestling, the same thing. Like, you know, it was all big guys and big characters and stage names, and then it went to smaller guys and real names and not so much characters, and now you see that's coming back. You know, you got seems a guy like a Luchasaurus or a guy, you know, just got different with different off the wall, you know, oddball gimmicks that work. It's coming back. Same thing. It's both run similar courses because they're both entertainment. So yeah, it all probably happened around the same time.
All right.
If you guys did a video, a day with the bell with SCU, I would want Beverly Hills by Weezer replaying as the soundtrack for that.
It'd be a great song for SCU. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Right. I've always thought that would be a good song for a group like like an LA. Bro,
you know what I thought would have been a great song that you guys should come out to. You would have to get a little funky with it, but Bruno Mars has kind of brought funk back to the white boy. You know, with a hey. What you got to say, Hollywood? Oh, yeah. Hollywood, swing it. I remember not too long ago. Yeah,
that would be cool. But you know, I wrote and recorded our music, so we're coming out to that until the day I die. Damn it!
We'll make a little Hollywood swinging version.
Yeah, you know? I could absolutely do that.
You don't just have to have one top hit. Get a grip more. Boom.
You're right. So that gets the seal all the way around, I think, right?
Yeah, gets the seal all the way around. And since me and Disco don't live far from you, if you do film it in Cali, we ain't afraid to be, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need some cameos, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, second song, Joe. So Smart Alex, thumb up, boom.
Yep.
Thumbs you get up the all Frank the way seal.
Well, another music video here. These are 20-watt Tombstone, Wausau, Wisconsin. And this is called Your Man's a Jerk. We had some funny shit this week.
Turn it up.
Yo. Hey, Mitch, it's Tom. We got to go meet Jacob at the cold shot.
All right, dude, I'll be right there.
Hurry back. I'm making some special cooking.
Hey, guys. Thanks for meeting here. How are you guys doing? I really need your help. I really like this girl. I just need your help impressing her.
Dude, you're a great guy. Besides, how bad could it be?
There's just one huge problem. She's with someone, and he's kind of a jerk.
Turn it up.
I think we're good.
All right.
Can I start this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I like, man, you know what warms my heart is I think people are listening to the Juicy Seal, the Juicy Frankie Seal, and taking our advice because we're getting more videos and we're getting videos that are actually, they're telling stories.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah,
it's not just the guy filming at the state fair, make your own video booth anymore. It's guys actually.
How about the guy that was asleep on the bus stop? That's always.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
Jesus. Or
these guys, I popped for the, you know, the very beginning. The guy gets out of bed with the old lady in bed. I popped for that.
Yeah.
And
a guilt scene.
Yeah. And then they're, you know, and then it's. You know, they're telling the story before the music starts, and the music kicks in, and the music itself's got a good little drum beat, good hook, and then the guy starts singing, and he has a really good voice. And you know, they told a story. The song's called "Your Guy's a Jerk," and the video was a representation of that. I dug it, man. It's the seal. It's two for two for me, man.
Glenn,
I liked it. I liked the music. I thought when I saw, I mean, I did, when it started, the song started, it was kind of simplistic because I was sitting there saying to myself, I could probably play all those instruments right now. Because the drummer was like, you know, it's kind of easy, like the easy drum thing. And just hitting the one drum. And then like the thing was, dun, 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 dun. Like I can play that, right? But then he hit the riff and started singing. Right. Like, it's a good song, actually. Yep. This is the millennial rock stars. They don't care about, you know, putting themselves over is like get a lot of hot chicks. It's like this guy's like, hey, look, I sleep with the grip. I sleep with an old lady. Hey,
let's be clear, Glenn. There are musicians and then there are rock stars. Right. These guys are clearly musicians.
Right. So, what do you think, Joe?
That's my favorite video so far. It reminded me of the old, it told a story. It was funny. It reminded me of maybe like a Foo Fighters video or The Offspring where they went out of their way to kind of be funny. And, the music was good. So thumbs up for sure. For the creativity, definitely.
Yeah. Maybe their way of getting chicks is being funny. Maybe girls think funny guys are hot or something. I don't know if that's what they were going for.
Well, maybe the guy likes, maybe that was his girlfriend in bed with him.
The blonde. Maybe. when you're not classically handsome, you got to find
the guy definitely had like the Canadian Northern Minnesota type accent. You know what I'm saying?
Wisconsin. Yeah.
Right, yeah, Wisconsin. There you go.
Plus, that song that uses the word jerk, I'm a fan of.
Yeah. Plus, it's a song we can all relate to. We've always seen some girl with some jerk. Okay.
Oh yeah.
The song. Everywhere. The guy really got into the guitar riff. Great soulful rock voice. I bet you could do some old Doobie Brothers or Michael McDonald song. Really nice.
What a voice, man.
As that video was progressing, and like he just got the girl there. Could you see in that video possibly that if it kept going, that I was the jerk in the video? Like I could play the jerk?
1,000. You could play the jerk. I think if we watch the whole video, I think there's going to be a swerve, and the girl that the guy likes is the old lady.
Or,
and the guy who's the jerk is the guy who's in bed with her, maybe.
What if the blonde turned around and it was the blonde from the first video, the guy in the wig with the beard? That could be. That would have been a twist.
What a tie-in.
Right. All right. Next,
you went Reservoir Dogs on us. Boom.
Yeah.
Next, we're changing it up because we had a couple of rockish songs there. Now we're going to Pasadena, California, with Gangsta L for Street Life.
Oh, SoCal.
SU.
That's your town, Bo.
Yeah, it is,
mine too. Boom.
Oh yeah.
Turn up.
Red lights all night. Shorty, what it is, what it do with the headlight. Damn right. I ain't worried about these other suckers, I be killing it. I just hit them with the pump, Mossberg, pistol grip. Street lights, head out the window, fuck the world, running red lights all night. Shorty, what it is, what it do with the headlight. Damn right. I ain't worried about these other suckers, I be killing it.
All I do is keep the bread. Street life is what I pledge. Bust right when the light's red. The feds stay on my head. All I do is get the cake. You contemplate and play hate. I paper chase and regulate. Ride around with a 38. All I do is beat cases. See notes with blue faces. Filling up pillowcases, haters leave them so tasteless. All I do is push the raw, your bitch jaws know my boss. Fuck the law, I'm gonna ball. Rep 13, stand tall. All I do is ride Chevys, dope wrist be so steady. See now low I plug, best believe supplies heavy. All I do is educate the youth how to elevate. Spot fake, homies realize which one's fake. Street lights,
all right.
Let's start with Joe. Boom.
It was good. The video, of course, I enjoyed the video, definitely. And there was good lyrics. Another thumbs
Why?
Up.
Why? You don't smoke blunts and you're not a gangster, so what did you like about it?
Hey, I've been smoking blunts since 97. All right.
I doubt that.
I can roll the greatest blunt ever rolled. No, I liked it. I liked it. And there's a little secret I know about this this group, too, that I will be divulging after everyone's vote. So.
Okay.
All right.
I liked it, man. Okay, so I grew up on like 80s hip hop, like N.W.A., Eazy-E, Too Short, you know, like DJ.
How great was guys. That? How great was that?
Sure. Oh, so I like rappers talking about money and cars. It just like this, it has like a simple charm to it. And the guys has a blunt. The one guy had like a cup of coffee he kept sipping or whatever it was. But I like the rapping. I like the was it Purple Drink?
Yeah, Purple Drink. Yeah.
Okay. Drink. I like the rapping. I like the beat. Like I said, I like the simplicity of money and cars and blunts. It just – and it felt very SoCal, which obviously I'm biased towards, but I liked it, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of hip-hop, but that song was no worse than any hip-hop song. Like that sounded like any like mainstream hip-hop guy could have been singing that song, and it would have been serviceable. Like it'd been decent. You'd hear that play. Mm-hmm. Song was good. The video was good. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I like the hook was great. Street Life, You know, the guy that was rapping looked like he could have been a gangster. Who knows?
Well, the tattoos on the face. So I'm imagining.
Well, here's the thing with Here's the thing with you just don't know what nowadays. You could just be somebody that's perpetrating. But the thing is, a lot of the rappers nowadays that are doing the underground music, a lot of them are still in the game. So, you know, they stay in the game and they're rapping until they make it big, if they make it big. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But at the end of the day, I like the hook. I like I like everything about it. You know, that's the one thing about rap music. They ain't afraid to use sex, money, drugs, and all that shit in their fucking videos. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing PC about them.
No, and that sounded authentic. Like we've had some hip hop and rap videos in the past that sounded very forced.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago, we had the one white kid that was rapping, and it was just like, oh, come on.
And they said
this sounded very authentic.
They said it was like his sister's Cadillac or something that he was in front of. Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
But I did.
Yeah,
that's in the email I was perusing here. I did find out that you guys may know this. I may know it when I say it. These guys actually did the AEW ring music for the Lucha Brothers. So.
Oh, cool.
Did they really? Yeah.
They have great music, man. I working with those guys the last few weeks and just being around AEW, they have really good ring music. I really dug it. I really did like it.
Yeah, shout outs. Good shit. And thanks for representing Pentagon and Phoenix. Orale, arriba la raza. Thumbs up. You get the thumbs up from Frankie, which is what really counts.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
buddy. Three for three.
Yeah.
So much positivity this week, man.
Disco wanted, crazy. He came in hot. He wanted to bury
him. I wanted to bury all this shit and everything. I can't,
Conan, I have a question for you.
Yo, what up?
Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween?
No.
It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped.
Oh, tremendous.
It's accurate.
When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. So Manscaped is a product we've been using here quite often. Have you ever tried to trim your balls? It turns into a Freddy Krueger film. Well, luckily Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're smelling fresh with their new refined body wash. Fellas, the ladies love the signature scent and will scare away those vampires. Unlock your confidence with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find the holy grail of men's grooming items. They've made it easy for you to upgrade your grooming routine. It's a full moon out there and the werewolf in your pants is howling, and it's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. This finely tuned pube product features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is easily the greatest ball trimmer on the planet. And oh, did I mention that this trimmer is waterproof too? That means you can use it in the shower, the bathtub, and anywhere where there's water. And the Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulation. Their Crop Reviver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will make sure your pumpkins stay fresh. You know what we mean? We're talking about your pumpkins, right?
Right.
At your boss.
Yeah, the same thing when they said at the beginning, don't carve your pumpkins.
But trust me when I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you. Manscaped even throwing two free gifts to the Performance Package 4.0. These are my favorites. The boxers and the shed travel bag.
Tremendous.
Comfort and boxers to another level. These are Manscaped boxers, and they're tremendous. They're like silky soft. If you're looking like Wolverine and haven't cut your nails recently, be sure to look into the Shears 2.0 nail kit. I just used that today. They have a bunch of other life-changing products on their website, so be sure to check it out. Basically, it's all your grooming comes with this with Manscaped.
Right.
So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100, that's K100, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped.
You know, Manscaped boys has great little lines about pumpkins. But,
Even though it's a sponsor, I am a customer. You know, they take care of us with stuff.
Well, especially since he got a free razor.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but I place an order like every 4 to 6 weeks, and I get the Crop Reviver spray, and I get the foot spray too, because that's good for your feet and your shoes. Keep them smelling nice. So check that
out. This is our best-selling item. It's incredible. All three of us use it. A lot of the boys in the business use it, and they've taken advantage of the promo code. We'll name drop the Mysterios for one. Boom. But anyways, the one thing that's incredible about this fits all your grooming needs, is that they don't even tell you that you could use it on your hair, you could use it on your face, it's incredible under your arms. So men, women, you know, and like I've always said, everybody shaves except for German women, nothing. So check it out. Keep your shit clean and groom with Manscaped. Boom.
What's called, Vince? I got
friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show, Bruce. So I got to call him on this. This is going to be heated. This might be a heated discussion.
All right.
Okay. Because there's been some shot taking at people on Twitter here today.
Misdirect the heat away from me in case he has any heat with me for Durbin.
Conan, I'm gonna address you and Feeney. I'm not gonna address that louse. So I'm gonna make believe like he isn't even here.
Right.
I'm not. If he says anything, I don't even hear him.
All right.
Okay.
Is there heat between you guys?
How you doing, my friend?
Yes, I am very good. Let me add, that is a piece of art, Vince.
It is. I know. I love this puppet, bro. And there's going to be more puppets to come, man.
Let's get the brass tacks. All right. Vince's son, Will, okay, right, who I would say Vince kind of abandoned when he was a kid. By going on the road and stuff and everything. So would you agree with that, Vince? You kind of abandoned
So, Conan,
Will.
What do you want to ask me?
Actually, Will Disco's Russo the one tweets, that called you, listen, not us.
Will Russo tweets today, life is so weird. I'm scrolling through Facebook and see this. And it's an article. It's not even an article. This guy's an Atlanta Falcons blogger, okay? Just some blog guy that's this blog thing, fan site or whatever it is, right? Here's the headline of the blog. Dan Quinn is the Vince Russo of the Atlanta Falcons. Okay, now let's just exist. Just we're not going to talk a lot about this article, but let's just look at the fact that comparing Vince to Dan Quinn is kind of weird, because Dan Quinn took the Falcons to the Super Bowl, all right, and this guy kind of skates around the fact and kind of just says that when Dan Quinn was working with Seattle. He's working for Pete Carroll. That was like Vince working for Vince McMahon, and he was successful. But now that he's on his own, he's like ran the team into the ground, and the guy insinuates that Vince ran WCW into the ground, even though he's only there for 9 months. Okay, so the accuracy of the article is just ridiculous. So listen to what Snowflake Vince responds to son saying this. I wish you wouldn't have to read shit like this, Will, especially stuff that is so inaccurate. Down to WCW, quote-unquote, letting me go, which never even happened. Sorry I brought you into this industry. I tried to keep you out. Hurts that you have to read this, okay? Of course, I had to respond, okay? And my response was, where is my son? Did you delete my response to this? Hang on a minute. I responded to this. I hope they didn't block me. Okay.
You know, Conan is a very Conan is a very long pause. I've been sitting.
Like I told you, he's Glenn said, "Let's call Vince," and now he's telling me the story which I've never heard of.
Okay, well, but
Here's our tweet.
I just want you to know, there may be audio difficulties because apparently you're hearing Disco. I'm not hearing him.
Okay, let me.
So I just want to. Clarify that.
Okay, so I quoted that Vince's tweet, right? And I said, "Love this. I recall your behavior when the Falcons lost the Super Bowl. You were an obnoxious ass. This is classic hashtag karma." All right? So Vince responds to that tweet that I retweeted. "Yeah, Glenn, one really has something to do with the other. Not having any children makes you absolutely clueless about anything I said. My son having to read this shit has nothing to do with a football game. Sometimes you need to learn to be," and this is the word he uses to me, "learn to be silent."
Yeah, I said silent because I wanted to be nice and I didn't want to say sometimes you need to shut the fuck up. Okay, bro? So I said sometimes you need to be silent, bro. I tried to be nice to you. Okay, bro?
First of all, when Will tweeted this, he hashtagged Ben Heyman and all these other guys in it. So it's not like doubt.
Yeah, bro. Your analogy of what this guy said, comparing it to "I reveled in the freaking in the Falcons losing the Super Bowl" is absolutely asinine. How you even made that connection? Only a feeble mind like yours could connect those dots, bro. Because it makes absolutely zero sense.
Because you hate the Falcons. And now it's karma because the way you acted when they lost the Super Bowl and the way you act when they lose, this is classic karma.
Okay.
That this but who guy is this, has compared, who is this, you,
Vince,
compared you to the Falcons.
Vince, who's this guy?
That is karma.
Vince.
This guy's nobody. It's just some blog guy. He didn't even have hardly any Twitter followers.
Right.
And Vince is all upset about something because his son had to read this. I bet you Will laughed at it.
Conan, listen. Joe, do you have kids?
No, I don't. I'm married. We don't have kids.
Okay. When it relates to children, you can't have a conversation with Glenn because he doesn't have a clue. He thinks he's an authority on everything. Bro, the guy's never been married. The guy does not have children. And he tries to comment on shit he knows something about. If it did not bother Will, he would not have tweeted it out. That's what you don't understand, bro. He tweeted it out because it bothered him. You don't understand that, bro, because you don't have that kind of capacity or capability, bro.
If that was the Washington Post or the New York Times or USA Today or CNN or something, if it was like a reputable network, bro, it's just some fan blog.
Bro, it doesn't matter. It still bothered him. It doesn't matter who said it. It still bothered him, bro. It doesn't matter. It bothered the kid, okay?
Vince, you've been buried nonstop in the wrestling business.
Right, right.
And now all of a sudden,
because now we've spilled over into the NFL.
Conan, I have a question for you.
What up?
You know, you've heard us talking about Legacy Ultimate Stack featuring Recovery PM before, you know, Nick Aldis's products, right? So what does a sleep aid have to do with raising testosterone? That's the question. Do you know the answer to that?
No. I guess if you get more rest, your testosterone increases.
Well, the majority of daily testosterone release occurs during sleep. Men with interrupted or poor quality sleep experience an average of 15% reduction in testosterone levels. That's not good. Add to that the fact that after the age of 30, men experience an average testosterone decrease of about 1% per year. So that's why Legacy developed a total testosterone complex that covers all three areas of optimal testosterone levels. Test X9 to naturally stimulate testosterone production, T-Assist to keep estrogen at bay and maintain liver health, and Recovery PM, that's our favorite, to promote quality REM sleep so your body can actually release the testosterone you're working so hard to increase. Recovery PM has a repeat customer rate of over 80%. It means 4 out of 5 users love it so much they're coming back again and again. And now you can subscribe and save on all the products at LegacySups.com so you never have to worry about running out. Try the Ultimate Test Stack for 30 days. Just give it a shot and feel the incredible difference for yourself. And because Legacy are friends of the show, you can save 10% of your entire order at LegacySups.com. That's LegacySups.com by using the code
K100. LegacySupps.com. It's time to level up with Legacy.
Yo, so if you want to increase and improve your testosterone levels and get some good sleep, no better place than at Legacy Subs. Boom.